Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So there's a new movie that opens in theaters tomorrow, right? Tomorrow is when The Outfit opens up. It's by Graham Moore. He's the director of this new movie. He's a Chicagoan. You may recognize that name. He won an Oscar for adapted screenplay for The Imitation Game. We had a chance to visit with him earlier in the week, and I said, okay, here's what I know about the movie, Graham. It's a gangster movie featuring fine clothes. It's set in Chicago. I'm in. Tell me about it.
Yes. The Outfit is a crime thriller about an expert tailor who makes clothes for and becomes involved in the inner workings of the Chicago mob in the 1950s, and who has to kind of use his wits and wiles to survive his involvement with these gangsters over a fateful night.
Is this based on a novel? Is this your own creation? Where'd the story come from?
So it's actually inspired by a real event, a real thing that happened. This is true. In the first bug the FBI ever planted, the first bug in their history, they planted to get at the mob, and they planted it in Chicago in 1956 inside a tailor shop. And when I read about that, I just lit up. It seemed so immediately kind of cinematic and fascinating, you know, that the FBI, even in the 50s, knew that if they wanted to get at the mob, the way to get to them is through the guy who makes their clothes, that, you know, they hang out in the back of the shop and they have conversations. And these tailors are sort of priests and bartenders and therapists as much as they are bespoke suit makers. You know, they hear things they're not supposed to hear. They see things they're not supposed to see. And so it just seemed like this perfect setting for a kind of fresh spin on the sorts of twisty, naughty film noir and crime thrillers that I always grew up loving. You know, what if we could do those sorts of great twisty crime thrillers, not from the perspective of one of the gangsters, but rather from the perspective of a kind, gentle, decent tailor who has to do what he does in the service of these monsters.
It is sort of an intimate entree into the world of them, and it seems legit the way you put it. And in fact, it is. This actually happened, huh?
It is inspired by a true story. I think this is a fictional story that was inspired by that event and by a lot of research into the real criminal underworld of Chicago in the 50s. Yeah, it was a sort of funny part of the research process. We kind of figured, we got excited about sort of taking this real event and spinning it off into something fictional while still making it so heavily informed by, you know, what was really going on in the 1950s Chicago criminal underworld. I mean, it felt like such a rich pastiche of characters and figures who I'd never seen about or heard about on screen.
So then you got to get a lot of things right, don't you? You got to get crime, the mobster scene right in Chicago. You got to get Chicago right. The clothes have to be beautiful. Did there come a point where you thought, oh, wow, I may have bitten off more than I can chew here?
Every single moment of every single day. When you're making a film, it's I think it's funny. I'm such a I think I'm a more generous audience member to other films now, having directed one. I think I'm so appreciative of everything I see. It sort of go, oh, gosh, you guys, you made a film. That's virtually impossible to do, especially if someone has a good film. Like, all the things have gone right in order to do that. But, you know, it helps. I will say it helped as a first-time filmmaker myself to have an actor like Mark Rylance at the center of the story. I mean, I think he would blush if I said it, but he's the best actor in the world, and I think I'm not the only person who thinks that. So for me as a first-time filmmaker to get to work with someone like that and sort of get a front row seat to his daily masterclass in the art of screen acting was a treasure.
Zoe Deutsch, Johnny Flynn, Dylan O'Brien, some names we recognize, maybe some in this film we don't. What were some of the surprises as you were filming this movie?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I think I've never worked with two actors who are the same. Every single actor is so different, and it always amazes me how different they are. Every single actor has a different process, has a different way of going about things. You know, this film, we were recreating Chicago of the 1950s on this big soundstage in the west of London, and we had this sort of combination of English actors like Mark and Johnny, and then these kind of great young American actors who I really love, Zoe Deutsch and Dylan O'Brien. So they all have kind of very different styles, and they come from sort of different worlds. You know, Mark is such a kind of trained Shakespearean English actor. And Zoe, for example, has just been doing films and television since she was a kid. So I think one of the fun parts is getting to figure out how they all work and how to sort of design a process for them all to work together is always really surprising. You know, who needs what? How do you kind of put all of these ingredients together and design a process? I feel like my job as a filmmaker is just to like set the table for them all to do their very best work.
Were the exteriors shot in Chicago? Will we see some landmark streets and scenes?
You will see some Chicago bits that were sort of recreated from photographs, but the whole film, it was an interior built on a soundstage, and then we used some visual effects to recreate some of the bits of exterior. Because even Chicago today doesn't look like it did in 1956.
We're very defensive here in Chicago about Chicago movies that get Chicago scenes wrong. So if we see mountains or palm trees, we walk. You understand that?
I'm from Chicago, and I remember growing up here and going to see movies that were supposed to be set in Chicago. And I remember my mom turning me into the theater and just going, ah, what are they? That's not the lake. What? That's just a... That's like a pond somewhere in New York. What are you talking about? So I am very sensitive to it. And so, no, the authenticity of the world was extremely important to us. It's funny. I remember with our production team, we were kind of building the snow on the streets. And I was explaining to all these Londoners that the specific quality of Chicago snow, because it doesn't look like snow anywhere else. It doesn't look like New York snow. It doesn't look like London snow. The way it kind of falls on the street and then stays there for days and days and days.
You're right.
That sort of brownish, grayish color, it starts to turn. All the Londoners had never seen anything like it. And I remember one day where I just brought in just hundreds of photographs and video of Chicago snow. So they all understood exactly what color it was supposed to turn.
It's not that you've made a Hallmark movie here, but that's one of my critiques of that damn channel, is that they never get the snow right on the Hallmark movie channel when they do their Christmas movies.
It's hard. It's funny. You think like fake snow is one of these bits of filmic technology that we've been doing this for 100 years, right? Like for 100 years, people have been doing fake snow on film. And we basically do it the same way we were doing it 100 years ago. You would think that someone would have developed, with all the technology we have in the filmmaking process, some way of doing snow better. But you don't. It's still just a guy standing just off frame with a handful of these little kind of snow-colored bits, sort of flinging them in the air.
Just without giving away too much of the plot, let's close with you setting it up. Just walk me a little more through the storyline. We have the tailor. He's got an entree into the world of these gangsters. The only people that can afford his nice clothes. A bug is planted in the suits of one of the gangsters, it sounds like. So take me just a little further down the story.
Yeah, it's funny. It's so kind of twisty and knotty. It's always hard to talk about without giving it away. But Mark Rylance plays this expert English tailor. He used to cut on Savile Row in London, which is kind of this one street in London where all the best suit makers in the world have all trained. He spent decades and decades sort of training there and perfecting his craft. Now he's ended up in Chicago operating this little corner store in the 50s where he's trying to make his suits, make these beautiful bespoke clothes for the only people in the neighborhood who can afford them, which is this family of vicious gangsters. And they buy his suits and they use the back of his shop as a drop spot. They leave messages for each other there. They go back there to have conversations. They don't want anyone else to hear. And as the film gets going, they start knocking on his door, coming from a gunfight that's just happened. Someone has a wound. Someone needs to be taken care of. And he becomes embroiled in their world and their various machinations against each other, and will have to use his own wits in order to survive.
That sounds pretty good. Am I watching this in the theaters? Is it going to be streaming too?
I'm sure it will be streaming at some point eventually, but we are releasing it in the theaters. It is an honest-to-goodness theatrical motion picture, which I will say in March of 2022, I'm pretty thrilled we still get to do. I felt like it was a little bit touch and go there for a while, but it's a theatrical experience. I've gotten to sit now in a few audiences with people getting to watch it in theaters, and there is nothing for me like being able to sit in a darkened room with 100 strangers and go on a journey like this.
Rotten Tomato scores are really good too, and so far the early reviews are very good of The Outfit. Graham, congratulations. I'm anxious to see the movie. I know our listeners are too. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for this chat.